It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This month, tens of thousands of acres have burned throughout the West. The mid-Atlantic states, for the most part, have been spared this summer, though Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, had a brush with the blaze, one that was a little too close to home for commentator Marion Winnick.
If you look out your window and see a blade of unscorched grass or a building left standing, count yourself lucky. For since my son Vince set the fire that burned 15 acres of hay fields here in Glen Rock, PA, I have learned that just about every self-respecting adult male has a conflagration in his past. At this point, I'm feeling relieved there's a world left. So, the other day I get a call from the girl who lives at the farm down the hill, saying there's a fire out back and she just saw Vince and Ian running away. How big is the fire, Sophie? Well, I can hear it crackling from inside the house, she says with amazing calm. She can hear it crackling, and I can see red flames over the treetops. Minutes after I call 911, the two arsonists, aged 11 and 13, come struggling up the hill. They are rending their garments, clawing their breasts, and wailing for help from God. And they get it. Three fire departments arrive to help put it out. After more than an hour, they run out of water and have to wait for more as the flames on the perimeter race to the woods. But somehow, in the end, nothing bad has happened. All the hay in the fields was already cut. Not a single building or living being was hurt. While we're thanking God, we should thank Sophie, too. When all that's left of the operation is a single truck, the stern but kind fire marshal takes Vince and Ian on a tour of the damage, sending me to call the owner of the property, Sophie's mother, to see if she wants to reserve the right to press charges. She's gotten several calls at work in the past few hours, but I can't help but reprise the story from my own stressed-out point of view. So what do you think? Do you want to at least wait till you come home and see it? You know what I really think, she says? What? I am so relieved this is finally happening to someone else. She and her husband are the parents of a boy in his early 20s who's been a bit of a trial. They're not going to press charges. She thinks I've had a rough day. I should go home, she says, and have a beer. I think I will. The state police and the fire chief declared it an accident. It was an accident. But from what I've heard since, it's an accident that happens a little too often. Vince told me there was a moment about 10 minutes into their little bonfire when he got a bad feeling. He said it. I've got a bad feeling about this. Oh, it'll be fine, Ian replied. And Vince agreed, and soon they were dropping armloads of dried grass into the inferno. I'm pretty sure Vince has learned not to play with fire, but what I really hope he's learned is to listen to that bad feeling, because that's it. One tiny little Jiminy Cricket intuition is all we ever get before we drop the match or run the red light or stick the needle in our arm or say, see you tomorrow, to someone who's just said they're thinking of doing something awful. And all the fire safety classes and DARE programs and driver's ed horror movies in the world can't teach you what ignoring it once will. Let's try to make it once, Vince, okay? Because God is busy, Mommy is powerless, and nothing says oops like a wall of flame.
Marion Winnick is a writer in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Her latest book is called Rules for the Unruly.